Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 61 of Tribe Talk, the weekly podcast talking Bridgeport Indians athletics. Coming up on this episode, we're going to talk to the final two signees that we recently had at Bridgeport High School. A pair of future Fighting Falcons of Fairmont State coming up on episode 61. We'll talk with Owen Sonricker from baseball and also Michaela DeMoss, the state champion from the cross country team, both inking with Fairmont State. Episode number 60 was our other two recent college signees. If you want to go back and check out that episode, it's available here at BridgeportIndians.com. Get your update on everything that's happened here in the last week or so. Of course, coming out of the winter storm. Not a lot happened last week, but we'll fill in the gaps from when we last spoke on episode 60 coming up. First, be pleased to be joined by Michaela DeMoss, senior at Bridgeport High School, signing with Fairmont State in their brand new indoor track and field team that they just started recently at FSU. And Michaela joins us on the podcast, coming off a tremendous state championship run. And Michaela, if you would, just give me kind of a look back on your senior season at Bridgeport High School that culminates in a state championship. Very exciting.
A year to remember. I'm really happy that it was my senior year. I loved the girls. It was amazing watching them achieve this goal, but also seeing them love each other and just be a family. I think that's a really big reason why I love cross country. It's more than just a team. It's like a family.
When did, take me kind of through the year. When did you guys, you know, get a sense that winning a state championship was going to be possible?
Well, when we got reclassed, that was something that really made us like think about, oh, wow, we actually have a chance this year. And I think that made all the girls hopeful and work really hard. And then once we started racing, we started to gain some girls the sense of confidence, and that if we do work hard and we continue to work hard, good things can happen. And I don't think we ever believed that we knew we could do it, or that it was ensured that we would do it, but we knew that if we worked hard, believed in each other, we could do a good thing.
So take me back to that day. Kind of how did it unfold for you personally and your observations of it?
So I was really happy when I finished my regional race. I realized that my last year, I would get to experience something I never got to, of going to states as a whole team. And I just knew it was going to be an experience that I would never get the opportunity to go again because I was going to college. And I was just so happy. I went home and I was just on this like adrenaline shock of, oh my gosh, I'm going to states with my whole family, all my teammates. It was really exciting.
So this is a sport that I've never done, so I have no firsthand experience. But take me through, you know, I know typically it takes you about, you know, 19 and a half minutes or so to finish the course, you know, most courses. Can you kind of tell, you know, where you're at pacing wise and where you think you're going to finish before you get there?
I really think, I personally, I like long distance races a lot better because I think it gives me more time to read my body and understand, oh, okay, I might be going a little bit too fast. Mm-hmm. I need to like lay back, or, oh, I'm like feeling good today. But it's never easy. I don't think running ever is. I think, you know, it's going to suck because it's going to be painful.
Yeah.
But the feeling of accomplishment when you finish and knowing that you worked so hard for something is really, really nice. Mm-hmm. So mid-race, yeah, a lot of the time I'm like, man, I'm tired. I don't want to do this. Like, why did I pick this sport? But then I kind of remember I'm doing this for more than just myself. I'm doing this for all my teammates, and I'm working towards something that I know will not only be like an accomplishment for myself, but my team as well.
Yeah, and it's a it's not only a physically challenging sport, but mentally, probably more so mentally, right?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Convincing yourself to not just walk off and to just do it. My main thing is I'm not only running for me. My coach used to say that when football players have their last name on the back of their jerseys, we would imagine that we did. And we're not playing, well, we're not running for the name on the back of our jersey. We're running for the name on the front, which is Bridgeport. And it really helped me through the runs mentally to remind myself that I'm not running for the DeMoss. Mm-hmm. I'm running for the Bridgeport, the family and the team.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned something there that I mentioned to Coach Luch once, you know, once this weekend was over and we had a chance to catch up with a school. I mean, you walk in that school and you see the trophy cases, which are overcrowded and, you know, running out of space for the state championship pictures on the walls. It tells you that the history and the tradition of the athletic programs over the decades has been, you know, outstanding and at a very high level. And when you're able to, when you're able to complete and achieve a first at Bridgeport High School, that's saying a lot because there's not a lot of firsts left when it comes to individual and team accomplishments. And, I mean, I'm sure that was a perfect cap to your high school career in cross country to be able to know that you'll always be a part of a first there.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing. It's truly something that I am so blessed that I got to be in that because it could have been the year after I left. It could have been so many other years. It hasn't happened before. And it's just, I'm so happy and thankful that I got to be a part of that team, especially with all of those girls. And I'm sad I have to leave. But, you know, the next chapter, and I got to keep my head up because I know God has much more in plan, and I'm so thankful for everything he's already given me.
So speaking of the next chapter, tell me how this Fairmont State opportunity kind of unfolded.
So Fairmont was the first team to reach out to me. It was Coach K, she wanted to go out and talk about just the team and going into running in the future. And when we talked about it, I really realized that I love running and that I'm not really ready to give up the family and the love and the achievements of all the hard work. And I just felt like when she was talking to me, it was the right coach and the right team.
So this is kind of a unique situation, you know, twofold. One, I know this Fairmont State program is a startup. It's fairly new, and you're going to be a part of its, you know, kind of its infancy. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the fact that it's indoor. And, you know, how does that, if at all, you know, how does that change for you in your craft and in your sport when you're not out running in woods, but now you're going to be competing indoors?
I think that it's always good to try new things. And my coach has taught me that I can do hard things. And I think that indoor track, I am going to see it as being something hard and something new. I'm not really a fan of new, but I know that I can because of all the hard work and support I had this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a little intimidating, but it's also something exciting, and I'm ready to pursue it.
So tell me about academics at Fairmont State. What about the academic fit worked for you?
So I'm going into elementary education, mm-hmm. and I already take dual enrollment classes through Fairmont mm-hmm. and have many credits there, which I know could transfer to another school, but I had a good time with all my dual enrollment classes, and I found them to be a good fit. And I visited campus, and I found that it just seemed like a good fit for my education. And I just feel like I already had a head start at Fairmont, and there has been such good said about their elementary education that I already knew the coach, and it just kind of all fit together.
Yeah, plus I'm sure your family's excited. You're going to be close, you know, far enough away for you, but also close enough for them, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Well, that's great. Congratulations. Couldn't think of a better way to cap your senior year with a state championship and find a new home and a new challenge for you next year athletically. So, again, huge congratulations. Enjoy the waning months of your senior year, and can't wait to watch you compete in the maroon and white.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michaela. Joined now by Owen Sondricker as we talk some Bridgeport Indians baseball. Owen also signing with the Fighting Falcons of Fairmont State and their head coach, Matt Urish, about a month ago. And Owen, just give me a thought on signing with Fairmont State. What about the Fighting Falcons was the right choice for you?
Well, I mean, it's close to home, which makes it very nice to come back and visit my parents if I need to. And I really like their programs with academics. I really like their engineering program when I looked into it on a visit. And then I also like how they get pro performance in Morgantown. Mm-hmm. And we get to use their fields. And they have like a little multi-purpose field at the campus they use for practices in the fall.
Yeah, and Matt has really tapped into Bridgeport. I'm sure you're aware, but their roster has been filled with Indians throughout his time. Coach Urish's time there in Fairmont. And even now, I know that Cam Cole, Bridgeport graduate, who's been around a little bit here on the baseball circuit, he's transferred to Fairmont. Did that play? Were you able to talk to some former alums and kind of get their feel?
I mean, I knew Sammy Vianney, who played on the team from the summer baseball, and he said it was a great program. He pitched there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's good. Did your due diligence there. Tell me about your career as a baseball player and heading into your senior year. What are some of the things you've worked on and what's your hopes and expectations for your senior season?
Well, I'm hoping that we make it to states and win it all, honestly. And then I've been working hard with these winter workouts that a couple parents be hosting at the Bridge 2 times a week. And then we get a batting cage once a week. And then I do a pitching program and a hitting program also to help stay sharp, work on control, getting velocity up, trying to gain weight.
Mm-hmm. And I know last year you kind of moved around, played some second base, shortstop also, first base. You pitched a year ago. Do you enjoy that variety of playing different positions? I know that Coach Shields is talked that you'll probably live mostly at second base this year, but have you enjoyed kind of moving around the infield?
Yeah, I do enjoy it. I mean, it's good that I can be versatile and play these different positions because mm-hmm. I know he trusts me to do that, and he trusts me at these different positions, and it builds my confidence too.
Talk about your season last year at the plate. I know you were over 327 RBI last year and 96 hits, just 13 strikeouts last year. Were you pleased with your performance there, and do you feel like you've gotten better at the plate and will be better at the plate this year?
I mean, I'm satisfied, but mm-hmm. I feel like I can do better because I feel like early on in the season I was a lot better than towards the end. So I feel like if I work just a little bit more on power and just staying through the zone, I feel like I can get that batting average up, more RBIs, and even less strikeouts.
And was that a comfort level last year? Did you get more comfortable as the year went on at the plate?
Yeah, I felt more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Just getting used to everything and getting used to where I was in the lineup, what jobs I need to get done, where I need to hit the ball. So I feel like this year I can be better and do better and work on those things.
Very good. And how much of a relief is it to get this college decision out of the way before you head into the season?
It's a good relief because, you know, you could get stressed like, oh my gosh, I got to go somewhere. But mm-hmm. now I'm happy. I can make my decision early on and not have to worry about it.
All right, well, hard to believe. I know if you look outside, you wouldn't think baseball season's very, very close, but it's not that far off, so we'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, buddy. Enjoy your senior season, and we look forward to watching you in the maroon and white.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Owen. We'll do the whip around Bridgeport Indians Athletics when we come back after this from Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram kicks off the year of more. More selection, more discounts, more for your trade. The Start Something New sales event offers up to $13,000 off on Rams and Wrangler. Jeep Compass taking to $9,000 off. There's even 0% financing on select models, saving you even more. Plus, we will buy or trade any vehicle regardless of the remaining payment. New ownership, improved profit. Processes, better deals. The bow tie means a better buy. Get more at blackbearjeep.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
All right, let's get you updated. Recent results. Girls basketball first. The ladies fell on the road at Grafton on Thursday night, 45-30. Same evening, freshman basketball held off the Bearcats in a low-scoring affair, 32-29. Back on Wednesday, the Bridgeport boys basketball team, who've won 11 straight, defeated the fifth-ranked team in the state, Class AAA East Fairmont, 53-51, as Gavin Williams hit a pair of free throws with 2/10 left to lift the Indians in that win. Back to freshman basketball, went over University back on Wednesday, 56-35 was the final score. Girls basketball was postponed due to weather on Tuesday. The girls did lose to Lewis County on Monday, 58-37. Swim team recently performed well at both the Big Ten and the Harrison County competitions at the Bridge. Those results are available here at BridgeportIndians.com. And also we have results on wrestling that went down to the WSAZ tournament in Huntington last Saturday. That's going to do it for this episode 61 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.